you write this one too?
Supposed to be writing that also.
Ready, Mr. President?
Buzz?
Yes, sir.
I ought to try to work out some rule that I don't make any statement unless I've got something to say in it, besides just saying you're welcome and I'm glad you're here, and it's a great pleasure to see you, and we're always friends. I just think we oughtn't to do it. I think we have to copy Lucy's speeches or copy someone else and say, now, we've got... we spent this generation preserving civilization. We fought two wars to save it. Now we've got to spend the rest of the time developing it, teaching people to read and write, giving clothes on their back, something socially conscious. I think we've got to have some thought and some welcoming ceremony and in our toasts, or I just don't want to make them. I just rather go out there and just hit from the hip. On something. With these State Department things that are coming in are just too rambling and general and saying absolutely not one damn thing. Now, we're bound, the President of the United States, bound to be able to hire somebody that can say something that a reporter will take a note of if he's talking. If he oughtn't to, he ought to be like Coolidge and not talk. And I want short sentences and short words. Now, you've been writing for me 20 years. And I just very frankly, on the teleprompter the other night out here, before I got to the end of the sentence, I forgot what the first part of it was, and it didn't make sense at all. And we just, you've got to count those sentences and just cut them down. And I don't give a shit what you like. I won't tell you what I like. I'm the guy delivering the speech. So you've got to bear that in mind. You've got to cut your cloth to fit my size. I'm 6'3", and I just can't wear a 4'8" cloth. And or vice versa, I can't wear an elephant coat if it's three times too big for me. And these long sentences and these long paragraphs are just out of keeping with me. I just can't say them. I like punchy, direct things, and we got to find the lead if we have to get a history book and quote Plato. We just got to do it on these things. Now, all of them are too general. I got two statements here this morning, Commissioner Hearn and the welcoming statement. And to me, I just prefer to say nothing. I don't know how I can walk out there and say nothing. But if I have to, like I did the American ambassadors yesterday, I can do it. Just shoot from the hip. And it's dangerous. It's Goldwaterism. But if we can't plan them better and develop them better and get something even out of a book or quote somebody else's speeches. Now, I think that Henry Luce is a speech on our great society is a hell of a good speech to Harvard. I talked to good length to this fellow that ran the Marshall Plan, Paul Hoffman. But I think we could take our Michigan speech or Lucy's speech and just copy some stuff and say to Malaysia, we've stood shoulder to shoulder here to defend the Western world and preserve civilization, and now we're prepared to preserve it, and we're going to defend it, and we don't seek any aggression, and we're not going to perpetuate any, and we're going to defend ourselves from any guerrillas that try to rape us in the night, either at home or abroad. But we got to, what good does it do if we don't develop it, and if we don't teach more people to read, and if we don't teach more doctors to care for the sick, and if we don't do some of these things that we believe in. I think we've got to say some of those things as use them as foils. Or else there's no use to me just having all these damn dances every day with everybody and they can't find a word of it. I want these kids to be quoting something. And these newspapers that follow me around to really say something about it. I thought we had a fairly good speech over there, but didn't have anything real newsworthy yesterday. I read the Chicago Tribune this morning. They didn't quote one sentence what it said. I don't know whether any of the other papers did or not. But anyway, let's concentrate, number one, on making their speeches real short. I don't care what y'all's personal preference, you, millennium, lawyers, or reading. I don't want any of these speeches over 4 or 5 minutes. When you get more, I tell you, they get restless. These little welcoming things. People just don't want them, and I just keep them between 300 and 400 words. Therefore, I wouldn't take 100 words of it, say, I'm so glad to see you here. I'd start off a toast to this house we meet as civilization faces its greatest challenge. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't use 200 words saying we're very glad to welcome you to this house, and in this house you're always welcome, and we always love you, and all that crap. I'd get right into what I'm saying. And I'd have 10 words a sentence, get some short sentences, and have at least three or four points I wanted to make. And think about it before you write it, and then get them, and then look at some newspaper man and say, what's my lead? Because the stuff we're getting is just not doing it. Now, if you need some help on doing it, get Goldman to do it. If Goldman can't help you, get Dick Goodwin to do it. If he can't help you, get some of these fellows in the departments to do it. If they can't help you, God knows they'll let you say so and say, we can't deliver it. It's, our department's not set up to give any thought, or not to give you short sentences. Let's don't go more like I've got here this morning with Hearn and with Malaysia.
I'll do that toast over then.
I think you've got to get somebody over in the State Department. Rostow can give you some originality. I think that he thinks a toast is beneath him, maybe. But I know he's got some originality. I don't know who else can do it. But there ought to be a real thought for a country.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them, because we're not seeing but 25 a year, and there ought to be 25 thoughts that we express to them.
All right.
But let's keep them short as we can.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Fine.